And as people in your neighborhood this morning, I am joined by Christy Honeywell, Pierce City Administrator, stepping up to the plate for Mayor Harding. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I know that there's some things you want to let everybody know about out there.
Sure. We have a couple events coming up, maybe in the next couple months. So I thought I would talk about those. First, the City Commission. The city is replacing water meters throughout the city. We have about 4,700 to replace this year. Really the ones that are currently in service are kind of getting obsolete. They were the first generation. And so typically we have to switch those out every 10, 12 years, and we're in the process of doing that. We've actually hired a contractor to do that work for us. They're HydroCorp. And most people will have received a letter. If they haven't, they'll be getting it soon. And all they really have to do is call the number on that letter, and HydroCorp will schedule an appointment to come out to switch those meters out for them. They do need to get into your house, but the most important thing to remember is it's not going to cost any customers anything. So the city pays for the meter itself and the installation. So that's very important to get those done. So that's coming up.
Yeah. It's good to let everybody know, just, you know, give them a heads up and stuff.
They'll get the letter, but sometimes it's a little confusing. If they have questions about it, they can certainly call our office also.
Yeah, that's great. So what else have you got to let everybody know about?
Sure. A little bit more exciting than that maybe for people is the golf course. You know, we know it's spring. It's getting spring because the golf course is starting to open. The driving range opens this Saturday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. And then the course will open March 24th, which is Monday at 10 a.m. If anybody wants to get their season passes, they're available at the golf course. You can go to cityofpeer.org and get those, or go out to the golf course and get those purchased. We're excited about that. So
I know. I'm not a golfer, but, you know, I do enjoy going to a driving range every once in a while and just smack some balls, you know, and it's like, I think it's a good stress reliever sometimes.
It is. You know, the course isn't quite green enough yet, but
yeah,
it'll be warm. But it'll be warm enough for people to get started. So it'll take a little bit of time. You know, the crews do a really good job of maintaining the golf course and getting it ready for the year. So
looking
forward to that.
Yeah. And speaking of passes, I know people are like, probably like, are you kidding me? It's still cold out there. It's like, what are you talking about this? But I know there's some other thing about passes.
Yeah, absolutely. Second year of the outdoor pool is coming up here soon. So we encourage people to go out to cityofpeer.org and purchase their season passes for the outdoor pool. The rates are the same from last year. So it's $100 for an individual pass and $295 for a family pass. It gets you in every day that we're open. We are asking people to do that soon, though, because after May 1st, it gets really difficult to kind of process those. So unfortunately, after May 1st, that'll go up by $50. So it'll be $150 for an individual and $345 for a family. So please, everybody get out and get those purchased.
That's right.
Before May 1st.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is spring officially. I mean, so it's just a good idea. Just think ahead and just be able to get those passes so you can take the family on over to the pier pool.
Yes. Yeah, we had a great season last year. Did you go to the pool?
I haven't been there yet. I drove by it and I was like, it looks really nice.
It is nice. It was very popular. You know, the Lazy River, we have people really love the Lazy River. They like the slides. And there's a lot of programming that's going on at the pool every year. So, and the thing that's really super popular that we thought was going to be and it ended up being was they have water walking in the morning and the afternoon. So that's a lot of fun in the Lazy River. So I would encourage anybody to get their passes. Or if you don't want to do a season pass, come out and you can do it a day by day.
So. That's right. I'm going to have to get out there this summer. But I'm going to make sure that it's definitely warm enough. It's like, so I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, the pier pool, I think, opens around Memorial Day weekend, I believe.
It is. I think it's, I should take a look. I think it's May 26th, I think. But we'll take a look. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's going to be open. And I know that seems like a far away, but I mean, it not really, because it's already into March already. So it'll be here before you know it.
It is. And it's a heated pool. So it's a lot of fun. And the kids love it.
No, I bet they do, because I saw slides there, and it looks really nice and really cool place for the kids to enjoy the weather and enjoy the pool out there.
So another thing for the kids that's coming up, coming up on Easter here is we have the underwater Easter egg hunt. That's going to be Sunday, April 6th at the Aquatic Center. It's basically for kids between ages 3 and 12. And kids under 6 have to be accompanied by an adult. But that's a lot of fun. It goes really super fast. So within a couple minutes, all the eggs are found.
I know. That's like when I first. That's the first time I ever saw anything like that was when I came here. Because I remember last year, I'm like, I thought it was like a joke or something. I was like, underwater egg hunts.
I know,
I'm like, what?
No. Yeah, the kids love it.
You know, it sounds like fun.
And also the underground pumpkin patch and
is there
in October.
Really?
Yeah. So
really. That's great. I'm telling you. So is there anything else that you need to let everybody know about?
No, I don't think so. I think that about covers it.
Well, it's good to see you. It seems like you mentioned when you came in, it seems like I see you like the beginning of every season.
Well, it does. Like it seems like a couple times a year. Last time I was here, it was right before winter started, and we were talking about snow removal. So
yeah,
hopefully that's past us. We might get another event, but
yeah,
it shouldn't be too bad if we do.
People did warn me that, you know, sometimes you can still get snow storms and stuff, like even mid-April, end of April here. You know, like,
yeah, it doesn't really stay
around
very much. So.
Yeah,
you've
right
had a really good last couple years.
Well, I know, I've been lucky.
You've been lucky with the
seasons
that we've had.
My luck's going to run out eventually, but you know what? I don't mind winter. I really don't. So, you know, it just makes me appreciate the summer more.
That's true.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah,
it was good to see you again.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.